Schmeitzer Zion. I want you to know we staked over Shlomo's Alman. I just checked if Shlomo's Alman Schmeitzer. You know, he has on the first six, nothing on the seventh. He probably never learned it. I mean, how is it possible? He doesn't have one. There's no Haoros on the seventh parrot, on the seventh Schmeitzer. That's weird. I mean, I'm sure he learned it, right? So, no Haoros on the seventh Schmeitzer. What? I didn't check, but why not? I just, everybody else had all this other swarm. I just didn't know. I looked in there from the Alman Schmeitzer. He doesn't have on the seventh Schmeitzer. Schmeitzer Zion Perek Gimel Sunday night Or L'Chav Vav Iyar. The Perek Shavuos Eidus. You ever learned Shavuos Eidus, my friends?
Yes.
This afternoon. Amar Papa, well, you know the basic dinos from Eidus. An aid knows Eidus that would get you money, and by his refusal to say Eidus, he's making you lose money. You mashbia him, you put him under oath, he says he doesn't know anything, then he admits he knows, so he has to bring the korban shvuos Eidus. That's it. So he's believed to be a carbage mosaicus. So, Amar Rav Papa Hakol Moedim Beidechad B'Misa Shehu Chayav, Hakol Moedim Beidechad B'Misa Shehu Patur, and the Gemara will explain the respective cases. So, Hakol Moedim Beid Misa Shehu Chayav is a standard case, and the Tzuba, money involved is the Tzuba. So by his not coming to say that the husband died, he's keeping the woman from collecting her tzuba. Okay, v'chol moedim beid misa shehu poter, what's the case? He told the woman outside of Bezdin that her husband died. And then she told him to come to Bezdin. And in Bezdin he was kaifer, and he took a shvua that he doesn't know anything. Yeah, with me, right? So you potter. Now, the truth is, in the Gemara, so why you potter? So, many Rishonim learn, and that's what the Shmaitzer will be discussing, that he didn't make him lose money. This is going to be the deal now. The aid is in Beis Din now saying that he doesn't know anything. I guess he's being makish that he ever told that her husband died. By aid me, so aid me, pi aid is good. That means if the woman would have ignored the aid, not taken him to Beis Din, she would have marched into Beis Din and said that this guy told me that the husband died, that my husband died, so she'd be believed. Aid me, pi aid is nemon, even if it's the isha saying that an Eid Echad told her that the husband died, so she'd be able to get married. She blew it. She blew it by bringing in the aid. Who asked her to bring in the aid? So now the question is, it's a general question, which the Shmaitz is going to quickly get into, and that is, when you have such a situation, you have Eid Mipiyat, and the aid, let's call the Eid Mipiyat, we'll call the Eid Sheni, the second aid. The first aid, the one I'm quoting, he now says, now, it's not now, maybe he would have always said it. That is not true. Not true. So who do you believe? So the Pashtus HaGemara that says, Potter, says you believe the Eid Sheni over the Eid Rishon. Why? And then it makes a lot of sense why he's Potter from the Karban Shua. Because his kfira is meaningless, and she could come to Beis Din, and if she would be have a little seichel, she could march into Beis Din and get her ksuba by saying her husband died. And the guy told me her husband died. Either guy's here now saying the husband didn't die, or he He doesn't know if the husband died or not. Certainly not an Eidus that the husband died. So she's believed. So he's Potter from a Karban Shua because his Kefira didn't cost her any money. That's the simple meaning. But the Ran learns not like that. Let's learn the Shemaitza inside. Because of Shomaran, B'Shem Ramban, the whole Eid Mipi Eid, in Boharishon, the Kofar, Ein Hasheni Shomar Bishmo Nemon. That the first one is more Nemon than the second one. The first one comes and denies it, first one being the Mipi Eid, right? That's called the first one. Second one is the Eid Mipi Eid. So if the first one comes and denies it, he's believed. No, you can't. You don't accept someone saying that Reuven told me something. If Reuven is standing here now and saying it's not true, so you believe Deid Rishon. If I say it's fair, what's shot in the Gemara? So then, why is he parted from a korban Shavuos Eidus? His denial is taka costing her the ksuba money. The hadomel ala dida, the leomel abezdin patur. Avogav the Harishon Neman Yoser, so he is being mafsid her money. Yeah, Hainu Mishur, because she, the Hiyafsi de la Atzma, the Nesha Togosu la Hoed Bebezdin, Kibin Loi Shrikhalei. When you bring a Kabbat Shavuos Eidus, if you are the cause of the loss of money on the part of the plaintiff, here her stupidity was the cause of the loss of the money. Who asked her to bring this guy to Bezdin? Everybody's mind that she could have marched into Bezdin and said, and he, you know, who said the guy would have come, who said he would come and deny it, but she, so she brought about her hefsed money. That's what the Shmaitzit, that's what the Ran learns. So the Gemara is not, you know, when you learn the Gemara, you would say it's a riot to the Sheikas that the Rishon is not Neman. So the Ran says, no, the Rishon's Neman. Why is he put it from a Gavin Shua? Because the woman caused it. She brought it all on.
Funny smart, right?
What?
Kind of a funny smart, anyway. That's smart to say that shot. It's a little bit funny, isn't it?
Which shot? Second shot.
From the right.
Why?
That's called.
That you put it from a garbage wall because you didn't bring about the loss. The woman brought it about by bringing you. She didn't have to. She had her Eidus. If you have two pairs of Eidus, the Gemara says in Shavuos Eidus. There are two pairs of Eidim saying that Reuven owes Shimon money, right? And the first one denies it. So they're put there because you have the second one. You can still get your money because you have the second pair of Eidim saying it. So, like, I didn't cause you a loss. So here also, like, who is she? So good, Duran's saying you believe the first one, but he's saying, what do you want? The first one didn't really cause the loss. Okay.
More of a cause of a loss, but without him, in the regular case, if Dave doesn't talk, so she loses. But in this case, if Dave doesn't talk, really, she would win. She's losing because he talks. He's more of a Hefsek. More of an active. No?
V'ir divrei Aran, I'm quoting now from the Milui Shmaitzer. V'ir divrei Aran, Ayin b'chazanish, Eben Ezer, Seif Simen Chavtes. Shatomei, Chazanish doesn't understand the Ran Svara. Ma tam huzeh? Kind of a reason of that. Mikomokom ma'ashla du b'fnei Bezdin. Now he's standing in Bezdin, he's squashing his own testimony. The Kovish ain't do so, and he's causing a loss. What kind of a svar is this? Mafsid the lama in a chayav korban. He's mamish. Because says the Chazanish as follows: the kavonas haran she ain korban shvuos eidus ele bechote bekvishos haeidus. If your sin was the suppression of the eidus, avol hocha ain mafsid the klum bekvishos haeiduso. If he would have squashed his Eidus, you only bring a carbon Eidus for suppressing your Eidus. Here, if he would have suppressed his Eidus, you would have gotten the money. It's only because he contradicted him.
Too much.
Ela mafsida ba'amiroso shehu ados Eidus sheker. Below alze omra Torah din carbon. That's the Chazanish. Vayim a Birka Shmuel. You know, put a Birka Shmuel. Simon Yud Aleph and Yevamis. He says a different shot. He says that the guy has no chiyuv lahoyt, since she can go to Bezdin and get and get all the benefits through the APPA, so he has no chiyuv lahoyt. The whole Korban Shavuos Eidus is if you have a chiyuv lahoyt that you deny it, you know any Eidus. Ozul me may call din chiyuv al gamri. Right? That's a bochbeh. Vayin shem shadan and mikol mekom oyve b'lo yagid v'lolav b'lo yagid v'ros halbono el de mikol mekom potter from shvus eidus, just like if there's two pairs of eidim and one denies that you potter from shvus eidus even though you oyve b'lolav b'lo yagid, or maybe here you're not even oyve b'lo yagid because you have no chiyuv to come to eidus. It's two pshatim in the Ran. The Masasi or Zerua Hilchus Minyon Shehevi B'Shem Ben El Simcha, another shot. No, it's sort of said like the Birka Shmuel. It's like the Birka Shmuel. Okay, so the Chazon Ish really is bothered by your question, and that's his terence, that it's for the sin of suppressing Avis. Not like Eidus. No, you're thinking of Kasher also, like they did too much. That's what you're sushtelling. They did too much. So here,
it's
suppression plus. No, his point is for suppression. The suppression would not be a chiyuv here because she could have gone to Bezdin and said the Eidus. So if he would have suppressed, then for sure there wouldn't be a chiyuv Korban Shavuos. No, the Chazon Ish. The Aveira of Korban Shavuos is for suppression of Eidus. Here, in Teretz is not just here, it's like too much. Here, suppressing Eidus would not have been Machayev. It's not like Kasher Osa. It's not like, you said, you meant Kasher Osa, you did too much. But here, it's not because you did too much. Here, for the suppression, you're potter. You're for sure potter for the suppression. So, you're not Machayev Shavuos Eidus for, you know, for emasculating her Eidus that she could have said. Right? And I believe that's not a coverage with Eidus. Coverage with Eidus is for suppressing your own Eidus. And here, for suppressing his own Eidus, he'd be potter, for sure. But she can go say APPA.
Wait, he's not suppressing his Eidus because...
No, suppressing Eidus here would certainly not be the chayiv of a coverage with Eidus. Yeah, but again, it's not because he's doing too much. The suppression would not be mechayev him taka, because she could still go into Bezdin and get the results. So, Chazon Ish is...
Why can't she get results now?
Because she's believed.
Huh?
He's believed. He said she's a liar. We're going with the Ran Shita, the Ramban Shita, that the Eid Rishon is believed. So the question is, if the vision is believed, what's shot in the Gemara? And certainly, should we believe a Korban Eidus, Shavuos Eidus? The answer is, so the Chazon Ish has shot in the Ran's answer. So the Ran makes it sound like, Iyu hu da afsadar nafsu. To which you say that, and the kind of reason is that. Otherwise, now he's being mafsu. So the Chazon Ish explains the Ran that the Aveira in the Shmur is the suppression of Eidus. And here, suppression would not be enough to be Mechayim. Because she can still go to Bezdin if he suppresses. It takes, his Avla was in eviscerating her Eidus, not in suppressing his own.
If he came in, if she went to Bezdin, he just didn't say anything.
She'd win. She'd get the ksuba. She
came in and said, told him to give Eidus, and he said,
Right, but he told me yesterday that my husband died. Well, obviously she's saying that.
That would be okay then.
Yeah, yeah. If he didn't deny what she said, if he didn't contradict her, then there's no problem.
You can call
what?
You can call her?
No, you know. ABPA is never. And nothing upsets that. Okay. And the Baruch Shmuel learns what? The Baruch Shmuel learns to chant in the Ran. You see, they're bothered by your question, but the Ran really doesn't. It can't be understood in a simple way. And the Baruch Shmuel says that he has no chiyuv to come to him. Since she could be mayor, ABPA, so he has no chiyuv. So the whole parsha doesn't start. The parsha starts off with his obligation to come to him, so he has no obligation. That's the Baruch Shmuel. Mayan, so that's the Ram. Shame the Ramban. Mayan b'chuvas beis Yosef, b'din mesiach l'fik tumo. Because when Shom v'zel l'shono, the chuvas beis Yosef is going to understand the sugya the first way. That taka you see from the Gemara that she's not, that the eidachon is not nemar. V'afilu k'sheid harishon kosher, and even if the first day is kosher. They chaining the chili edus. Mashma very shuas edus. Shoshoma the divri ha ed. Shemeyat shoshoma came bipi ha acher. Avavisha also ha acher makisha. Tamin also makomoidin beit mitzvah shu potter. Omalala di dov oi omalala beisdin. The kamar shemomala idechad beis bailich. Shavats ha lahobi di beisdin. Kofar vish biyasu in a chayim karbon shua. And she gets ksuba. They're going to take in the position that the first one is not Nemon. And it's even a kosher. He's not going to eat because he says, who? And the isha is certainly not psoriatus. She's a woman. Well, she's a gasped over. The vidochim at min and law, boy, must be chidim, but they're a kosher hakofer. Utmaheni b'meshach kaisuf came to pshikus megan divrei aran shegibol came to pshikus ramban kach kosev arosh kach shulus aedus. The way that the meshachim sort of come off it, coming up with really a, it might be pshikus pshat, but it's a mechudish tikashit and a loch at the pasuk.
This
is all
kind of
a what?
Why that would be? Why would that be that you believe the second A?
That's true. That's also, that's really like why.